Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Welcome in to the Fun Astrology Podcast for a new week. Thomas Miller on March 11th, Monday. Thank you so much for joining us, for stopping by and sharing a few minutes of your day here. I wanted to keep this Sedona thing at least going. I'm not sure. I'm really 50-50 on the bubble on this. But the idea would be, for those who can and are available, to converge in Sedona the weekend of Monday, April the 8th is the full solar eclipse. We'd get together Friday, Saturday, very informally. Just know that I've been through a lot the last month, and I'm not sure that taking that on is smart, but we'll see. And I just wanted to know, if you're interested in being in Sedona together, local time would be about 12 noon for the eclipse. I would do a little live thing, and Robert's going to be on with me. And if you're interested and available, both sides of that equation, then go to the funastrology.com website, lower right, hit that chat bot, and just send me your email and just say interested in Sedona, and we'll continue the conversation together. Now, I'm telling myself here, I am having a fit of a time adjusting to this time zone, and I knew that I would, because it was always the west, you know, the Pacific time zone was always out there when I was on the East Coast. Now I set my chart up, and it called up to Asheville, which is, of course, where I was, and it's like high noon as I'm sitting here looking at, because typically I set my chart just before sunrise. But this is that period that I saw, oh goodness, maybe 2 years ago, just looking forward and looking ahead through the months, I saw this stack up in the spring of 2024, and I thought, how in the world are we going to do a daily podcast when there aren't any aspects? Because everything is, like I said last week, tightened up here. We've got it between four signs, but 108 degrees. It's not even the width of a trine, and they're all stacked up in there together. Now, in the morning sky, we have Mars visible before the sunrise. Now, Venus and Saturn are getting pretty close to the sun, probably getting washed out. I haven't looked yet from here, but I've got a great eastern view, and I haven't seen them up in the sky, but they are fairly close to the sun now. That's the configuration of what's coming up before the sun itself. Saturn is the oracle planet, the one that comes up last before the sun rises. And speaking of the sun, just a reminder, we have this week and a couple of days of next week, because on March 19th, the sun moves into Aries. And today we have a sign change as well, because this evening at 5:50 Eastern, Venus crosses out of Aquarius. Like I said, was getting closer. It's chasing the sun down. It will move into Pisces at 5:50 this afternoon. On Saturday's episode, Ray Merriman mentioned this aspect, but said it didn't have a lot of financial horsepower or firepower behind it, but did acknowledge that it's a good aspect, especially for love and spiritual connection. An overall good feeling if you're choosing the high timeline. If not, then it could muddle up the waters and your partner could be doing some things around your back that you might be oblivious to. Live in open communication and live in honesty and in integrity and experience the fullness of everything that Pisces is, with Saturn already there and Venus moving in. What a great couple of weeks this is going to be to establish some really new, deep, solid spiritual roots. Now, it only lasts until April 5th. Then Venus moves on into Aries. Quick little transit here, so make the most of it. We're kind of running out of soap here related to Pisces, because think about it. Once Neptune and Saturn leave, then all of the slow movers are out of Pisces for a long time. Then it's going to be aspects. First a sextile, then a square, then a trine, then an opposition. But it's going to be a long time before we have the concentrated spiritual energy that we've been enjoying on the high timeline path. And how many of you, if you look back to 2011-12, how many of you have grown spiritually in that time? I would say, I have. I can hear in my headphones, you're screaming, oh my gosh, it's been amazing. Well, that's Neptune in Pisces, Neptune at home. That's going to be moving out here, so we really need to pay attention, capture all these opportunities, because once it's gone, it's going to be a new dynamic. And even though Pluto is a slow mover that is still approaching Pisces, it won't be for another 20 years. Now, the moon today is in the early degrees of Aries, so you have the firepower moon today and tomorrow. Moves into Taurus tomorrow night at about 8:30 Eastern. Somebody said, are you going to keep doing Eastern time zones now that you're living in California? You know, one of the first things I bought for the place from Amazon was a set of wall clocks so that I could see the different time zones, because I am so disoriented and I wanted to see what the East Coast time is, because the market, everything, the people that I talk to the most, everything happens for me on the East Coast. So I'm basically going to bed really early and getting up really early so I can maintain my East Coast time frame. So yeah, we will absolutely keep going on that. Honeycomb Collective. See, this was not expected. This whole thing was not expected. And I've got this brilliant new 2024 Honeycomb Collective that's Eastern. What's really going to be strange is doing Level Up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. That's going to be like, wow, that's going to be strange. But we'll get used to it. It'll be sunny outside, but we'll just do it. So Aries moon today and all through tomorrow, and the last aspect is a sextile to Mars. So this really is a mash the gas moon right now. Really throw it out there if there's something that you want to move forward in a positive way and set a good lunar intention behind it of rocket power. Well, you've got it until 8:30 tomorrow night. The other thing of note is on Thursday, we'll talk about this more, but the 21-day window of the moon wobble begins on Thursday, and that's backing up to, I believe it's April 4th. Yes, April 4th is when the sun conjoins the north node, so back up 21 days from that, you get Thursday. And it is so scattered what and where happens under the moon wobble, but just to be aware, because the last couple of times it has been significant. All right, that gets us set up for a rest of a very quiet week. We're going to chase the moon, and some of your questions, if you have one, go to the funastrology.com website in the upper left and leave a speak pipe. I have several that came in during the move, and I'll get caught up on those. We'll do some other fun stuff while there's nothing else going on in the sky. Everything's all stacked up, focused energy. Have a good day, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.